for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2021 Lake Hamilton Bible Camp July virtual Zoom meeting. Deborah Bales is hosting this meeting with Lake Hamilton Bible Camp's director, Mira Miller. This is Saturday evening, July the 17th, 2021. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of this service, teaching on spiritual order.
God bless you, Brother Randy.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you. We want you. We need you. We can do nothing without you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Thank you for being our rescue. Thank you for restoring us. Thank you for continuing to make us every bit whole, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're the first, the last, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. You're the Aleph and the Tau. You are everything. We love you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your anointing that does destroy yokes. Thank you, Lord, for touching our hearts. Thank you, Lord. I ask you to soften my heart, Lord. I ask you, Lord, and I speak for anybody who will go along with me, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us a heart of flesh that you can work with instead of a heart of stone.
That's right.
I ask you to fill us up with the compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The compassion for the lost.
Yes.
Compassion for even those that would be our enemies. Compassion, Lord, to seek and save that which is lost.
That's right.
Compassion for the ones closest to us. Compassion for the ones far away. And Lord, it's love, the perfect love that casts out fear. It adds no torment. Let us walk in perfect love, Lord. I thank you for the very truth that if we'll walk in you, we can drink from our saucer because our cup is overflowing.
Yes.
We can drink from the saucer because our cup is overflowing. And Lord, I thank you. I bless the people of God. I bless all of your people in the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Holy One of Israel.
Yes.
I invite you, Holy Spirit, to lead us into all truth. And I bind the enemy and every work against us. I agree with everything our sister prayed, that I bind the strong man assigned against every bloodline, assigned against every ministry represented here, assigned against every person. I bind the strong man. I bind mind-blinding spirits, deaf and dumb spirits, hidden works of darkness. I command to come to the surface in Jesus' name. You're going to be exposed and you're going to be plundered in the name of Jesus. I bind rejection and fear and anger and offense and hatred and murder. I bind witchcraft and sorcery and divination in the name of Jesus. I bind everything that would astral project. I bind everything that walks in unholy judgment. I bind in the name of Jesus all hexes, vexes, spells, curses. We break them all. Charms, incantations, visualizations, we take authority over and break right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we magnify you. You know, binding all that's because of relationship. I thank you, Lord, that there is a voice within every born-again believer that's the voice within the voice that the enemy obeys. And that at the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. And your name is the name above all names, Lord, in the heavens, on the earth, in the earth below. And so we just say to you, Lord, let your name be made famous in every life that hears what happens tonight. And by everyone that hears, let all go out and share the good news of the gospel Let us be bold witnesses in Judea, Samaria, or Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. At home, where we fellowship, where work happens, wherever, Walmart, on vacation, wherever we go, Lord. Let us be bold witnesses because, Lord, it is for freedom you set us free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And, Lord, let we so shine with your light that people would want to be as we are and have what we have. And, Lord, we give you all the glory and we give you all the honor and we give you all the praise. What you've done before, what you're doing now, and what you're going to do. And we thank you that your promises are yes and amen. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, that every person within the sound of my voice will believe and receive everything you have. Everything you have. Lord, we want everything you have and any other spirit we utterly deny in the name of Jesus. Yeah, I even thank you, Lord, I'm going to bind every counterfeit of the Father, every counterfeit of the Holy Ghost, and every counterfeit of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that the Spirit of truth shall go forth, and the people shall hear. And I bind Leviathan. I bind Leviathan, the twisting serpent. I ask you to bind him, Lord. It's you that contends with him. Every spirit that twists words. And I thank you, Lord, that only the words of truth shall be heard. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Brother Merrill, do you want to speak anything before I start?
No, just go ahead.
All right, brother.
Spirit's flowing right now. And just
praise you, Jesus.
Keep it going.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this. Amen. You know, I just want to say this. It is a treasure and an honor to minister to God's people. They are a precious commodity. And should there be somebody tuning in here that's not God's people, can I tell you that you're wanted by the Most High God and that he paid such a great price for you? Right. And he wants you to come into his family, and he wants to put his spirit of adoption in you that would cause you to cry out, Abba, Father.
That's right.
And we that are born again from above and adopted into this family, we want you to.
That's right.
We want you to join us. So come on in. Just call out. Tell God you're sorry for your sin. He already knows. Listen, tell him you're sorry. Get right. Say, God, I need you. Let me tell you something. None of us got saved without knowing we were bankrupt. We had nothing to offer to God. We still have nothing except ourselves.
That's right.
And every good and perfect thing comes down from the Father of lights. The good work I do, the good work everyone here does, those good works are to his glory and his credit. Right. And we could do nothing without him. And I always tell people the good things I do now that I would have never done before are because of him.
That's right.
He gets the glory. And when I don't do so good, I get to run to him and say, oh, Daddy, forgive me. Jesus, thank you for your blood. Yeah. And he'll restore me and fix me and help me. And he gets the glory. He gets all the glory. And we honor him. Yeah. He is coming. Yeah. These are the days of Elijah. These are the days of Moses. These are days just like that. Listen, the days of Elijah. The Bible promises us in Malachi that the spirit of Elijah is coming to restore the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the sons to the fathers. And that in the broader range means restoring family together. The love of God and the love of people, the love of each other, and even family. Even when we have that truth that in these end times the love of many will wax cold, at the same time the Spirit of God is pouring out that people will forgive one another. They'll love one another. Listen, there's so much stuff that divides God's people, divides families, and it doesn't make a hoot of difference. No. I mean, there are legitimate hurtful things, but so many things just don't even matter. and even the things that are really legitimately wrong. You want to be free? Let people go. Let them go. You want to get healed? Pray for the ones that hurt you the most.
That's
how you get healed. It's through obedience. I want you to hear before I even move on. There was a Facebook post that came. We minister to a lot of people. A lot of people. The Zooms. Listen, so I work now some. I am working for a season that I hadn't in the past. So I have to measure how many people I can take on, and I can do a couple a week, right? But I'm going to tell you something. I have learned that so many want their deliverance to just be a light switch and it be over. You know, all of their temptations, all of their feelings, but it doesn't work that way. It's the beginning. It's the beginning. You got to die to yourself. Die to the flesh. Take up your cross. Die daily, Paul says. Put off the old man. Put on the new. And you just consistently do it. And when you fail to do it, then you go to the Lord, say you're sorry, get back on your feet, pull your boots up. We call pull up your bootstrap and keep on walking. It ain't over. But listen to me. The more so we obey God, and James, it says, submit to God and resist the devil and he'll flee. So if you, and I just, listen, if you don't submit to God, you can resist the devil till, as we say in Texas, till the cows come home and ain't nothing happening. Okay? It just ain't happening. Cause you're not standing on any solid ground or resisting with your own shifting sand. But if you do your best in your heart by the grace of God to obey him, you stay repentant, you forgive people, then when you resist the devil, he flees. If all you do is obey God and you fail to resist the devil, he's not going anywhere either. He'll just stay there. He's like a stray dog on your porch. You don't go out there and go, no, you need to leave. No, you got to say, get out of here. Point a finger at the face you can't see. You can see his works. Say, get out in the name of Jesus. Repent first, get out in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the deliverance now, even beginning, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, God.
That if truth comes in, darkness has to flee, in Jesus' name. Now, look, so what came up, but so many will call and say, well, this is still happening to me. What is? You get the demons out. That doesn't mean all your feelings are gone. That doesn't mean you're not going to be subject to fiery darts. The devil tempted Jesus. He's going to tempt us. He's going to come back with the same things you get delivered of to see how often you'll, see if you'll eat at his table. But listen to me. You resist and you resist and you die to self and refuse to go. I always tell people just do the opposite of what the devil tells, wants you to do. Whatever he wants, do the opposite. If you know it's not healthy in your emotions, if you know that it would be a sin to do, do the opposite. Die to self. But I saw a Facebook post and it said this. And you can interchange the word deliverance and Jesus in this because he is the deliverer. But the post says deliverance gets you free. Discipline keeps you free. Okay? Jesus will set you free. Discipline will keep you free. And that's true. Man, we got to, daughters, sons, we got to have the word of God. You can, that, what is that discipline? Well, the discipline means you're going to have to eat his table, eat the Lord's words, praise him, honor him, be thankful. You know what the quickest path to a backslide is ungratefulness. If you're ungrateful, all right? I would put that right there with a fence. Both of them are right beside each other. But a fence will trick you into being unthankful. But if you get that way, you're in danger of backsliding. Be grateful. Thank him. And we're not happy about the storms that come, but I'm thanking him that he's the one that'll get me through them. And by the way, the better I live, the closer I draw to him, the fewer storms I create. the fewer storms I create. I always tell people I love a miracle. Man, we love miracles. And he's been a miracle working God on my mind. He is the way maker. But I don't want to, through bad behavior, create the need of a miracle. If something gets sent, the Lord allows it, like Sister said, listen, I've seen things sent just because the Lord wanted me to become a better warrior. I've seen things sent just because it was time to move to another place of understanding. And it was allowed to come. I'm not saying God, he doesn't send temptation, but he allows things to happen so that we grow. We grow. And also, there's a process of going from glory to glory. And really, what's really happening when you're going from glory to glory is that you're getting rid of junk and putting in gold. You're getting rid of trash and putting in treasure. And you cannot, and I want you to hear me, that many of God's people are trying to put on the new man without putting off the old. And I'm just going to give you a word picture. Would you take and put a beautiful dress or a beautiful suit over a filthy rag? No. You'd get rid of the rag. You'd take a bath. You're going out. Listen, we can dine with the king every day. We are fellowshipping with the Lord. I want the rags gone and the shiny, beautiful, spotless raiment on me. And I want you to hear this, child of God. When you got born again, you were given a robe of righteousness. You were given a garment of salvation. And I wouldn't be surprised if in the spirit realm, those things were as bright as Jesus was when he was on the Mount of Transfiguration. And I'm going to tell you why, because whose robes are they? There he is, placed upon us. But if you have this beautiful white robe, beautiful white dress, beautiful white suit, would you go out and jump in a mud puddle in it? Would you jump in that mud puddle? I'm going to say again, I said it last time, I'll repeat it. Would you jump in the mud puddle? And the answer would obviously be no. But if you get splashed and if you stumble into it, take it to the cleaners, King Jesus. 1 John 1:9. Confess your faults to Jesus and he's just and faithful to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Amen. So having said that, I'm going to move forward into a subject matter called spiritual order. And before I do, I want to give a little testimony. When I first got born again, back in the last part of 99, 2000, I got baptized in the Holy Ghost. Last part of 99, early 2000. Listen, I was coming out of the fog, started smoking dope at 10 years old, partied till I was 40, quit smoking dope, snorted coke, and when I was about 38, because I was going through a divorce, and I wanted custody of my child, it was not for spiritual reasons. But I'm going to tell you something. So people will say, well, if you don't remember the moment you were born again, you probably weren't. Well, I was, and I don't remember the moment. Because now they keep memory in the cloud. Back then, mine was a little bit lost in the cloud. But God has restored my mind, and he's made me whole, and he is awesome. But that was the time frame in which my life was surrendered to him. But 6 months after being born again, I was baptized in the Holy Ghost and fire. Everything changed. I mean, I was already committed to God. And the reason I got the baptism is because I was told the word of God was true, every bit of it. And I could clearly see the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the praying in tongues and that God was not a respecter of persons and the gifts of the Spirit. And I knew. And so God graced me with the baptism. And then about a year later, I went to my first deliverance ministry. And that ministry was called Cleansing Streams. And within that ministry, leading up to an encounter that they had or a weekend, they taught you things. And the very first thing and the very first subject, which was the subject that you studied for a week or two before you went to the next one, was called spiritual order. the very first one. The next one was the power of words. I always tell people, if your words don't change, your life will not change for the better. You got to watch what you say. Be careful, little mouth, what you say. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, and a man shall eat the fruit therein, according to Proverbs 18 and 21. I'm telling you right now, I tell people, get a highlight pen, go to the Bible, go to the Proverbs, highlight everything to do with speech and words. It's very sobering. And if you go through that, you should begin to get an understanding of how important it is what you say. Okay. How important it is what you say. You're going to speak blessings. You're going to speak curses. You're going to speak faith. You're going to speak death. One of the two. One of the two. So let's speak life. But you do that highlight pen, and if you're not one that's got control of your words, ask God to help you get control of your words. Holy Spirit will help you tame this tongue. Because the man can't tame it, but Holy Spirit will help you tame it in a supernatural way. So the third thing they had was consecration. Sister Jerry taught this morning, and she taught about generational curses, and she led us through prayer about that, but she talked about idols, getting rid of the idols. And she went into some depth about the kind of idols they can be. So people, places, things, addiction, whatever is put between us and God. And the last thing they talked about was becoming a vessel fit for the master's table. There are vessels, according to Paul, of silver and gold and then wood and such. But the silver and gold are fit for the master's table. That's what we want to do. We want to become clean in the Lord. And the law of God, the word of God, it's clean. So we want to be clean. There's law being written on our hearts. We want to be obedient. We want to be clean. We want to be vessels fit for the master's table. We want to be in spiritual order, as I'm about to discuss. We want to get our words in order. We want to get rid of the idols, put them down, live for God. And we want to get delivered. So we'll start here with spiritual order. Man is made in the image of God, three separate parts, but one being. Like our Creator, we're three in one, with each part different, but inseparable from the whole. So you can see in this drawing, spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, may the God of peace himself sanctify you and make your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blamelessly at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you will say, that'll be me in Jesus' name. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirits and of the joints and marrow, which is the body, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4:12.
Brother Randy, I'm sorry, but you're not sharing your screen. Did you not want to do it?
No, I do.
Okay.
No, I don't know how that happened. So let me go back one. And
can you hit the share? Share.
I don't know why it quit, sister, but we'll find it.
Okay. You should be able to share. There you go.
Is it on?
Yes. There it is.
All right. So back to this. Body, soul, and spirit. Man-made in the image of God. Three separate parts, one being. Like our Creator, we're three in one, with each part different, but inseparable from the whole. Next, you got a picture of the tabernacle in the wilderness. And the temple in Jerusalem was very similar in this aspect. But see, man made in the image of God, here's your tabernacle, and it has an outer court, which would be the body. Inner court, soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, spirit. That's our spirit, man. That's the Holy of Holies, the most holy place. Right here in the most holy place resided the Ark of the Covenant. It's where God met with man. That's where he met with the high priest. It contained the word of God, the ten, it contained the commandments. It contained an almond staff, and it contained, which is authority representative, and it contained showbread. Now, I'm going to tell you something, body of Christ. The temple system's still in effect It's just not in a tent, except this tent. It's not in a building made of stone. It's in this one. But the pattern is still the same. If you're going to come to the Lord, you got to die here. There had to have been some bloodshed. Jesus did that for you. We come through the shed blood. The brazen altar represents also where we die. Then the brazen laver, when the high priest, now aren't you glad that we have a high priest that sits before the throne of God that has made the way that we can go directly into the Holy of Holies? But the access and the way we live our lives is all patterned out right here. The brazen laver, the priest would look in and it was a highly polished container of water that he could look at his own face, see his reflection. Do you know that we need to be looking at ourselves? You know, well, God, where am I at? Show me, Lord. Examining ourselves too, right? Paul said, if I judge myself, I wouldn't have to be judged. So how do I judge myself? Through the word of God. And that had water in it. There's water, washing of the water, the word of God. They washed their hands. With clean hands, we approach the mountain of the Lord, right? Clean hands. Now, we enter in to the inner court, which is the mind, will, and emotions. And within the inner court, listen, we're to eat the word of God. Jesus is the word of God, but the word of God, the actual written word of God, we are to eat of that showbread. He's the word made flesh. This is representative of him. Then that is enlightened. But see, the menorah was across from it. And when this menorah was lit, it lit up this word over here. You would never understand the word of God without the Holy Ghost. You can gain all the knowledge you want to. All of it. Read the Bible. Genesis to maps. Okay? The whole nine yards. And not understand anything. And misapply the word. Or not understand. You've got to have the Holy Ghost in order to walk in the word of God. In order to understand the word of God. See, we study. That's our part. Holy Spirit brings understanding. And then with understanding, we ask for wisdom. And that's how we apply it, how we walk it out. Next is the golden altar of incense. According to the book of Revelation, there are urns before the throne of God where the prayer of the saints is. And this prayer is how you enter into the presence of God. So we die, we check ourselves out, we make sure we're good. We get clean hands. This could even be a place of, by the way, we're dying to self. But here, you know, if you get your hands clean, you're getting delivered. Then you're eating the word of God. You're getting the illumination of the Holy Spirit. And then the prayer takes you into the presence. How do we enter the presence of God? Through prayer with our mouths. And then we come in and we meet with the Lord. That was a bonus because the main part of the teaching was going to be, as we are made in the image of God, spirit, soul, body, here is a pattern of that right here as the temple. God is three in one. We are three in one. Tabernacle's three in one. We are spirit. We have a soul, mind, will, and emotions, and we live in a body. Oh, by the way, your body is necessary to be on the earth. Listen, everything except the holy angels of God that are here on the earth, the rest of them, listen, we're here on earth. When you're a human being loses their body, when that body just shuts down, it's over. You don't live here anymore. You're absent with the body, present with the Lord, or you're in hell. I'm thankful for the promise of God that we'll be present with him. That he said in my father's house are many mansions and I go to prepare a place for you. But guess what? We're coming back here and we're going to come back here and reign and rule with Jesus for 1,000 years. You're going to have a human body to reign and rule here. But the good news is it's going to be a glorified human body like the Lord. He's the first fruit of many brethren. So we're going to get a new body. Guess what? We won't sin. Our body won't corrupt. But you can't be here without one. God made covenant with man. He gave the earth the dominion of earth. He still owns the earth, but he made covenant with Adam and gave him authority and control here on the earth. Listen, God uses men on the earth. He won't violate his own word. He says, I do nothing on the earth unless I speak to my prophets first. So he speaks to a prophet speaks it out. He does what he says he's going to do, but he gets agreement. The devil cannot do anything here without men. He can't do anything. He has to have agreement. So why we're going to get resurrected is so we can reign and rule here with the Lord. And we'll have glorified bodies. Blessed is he who has his part of the first resurrection. So let's look at a life in order. So a life in order, you could say, would have a canopy of the blood of Jesus. They're fiery darts that come at you. See, in the bottom, you're going to see order. Because here's Holy Spirit. He becomes the leader. He's the one we submit to. We submit to the Word of God by the power of the Spirit. You're born again. Human spirit always agrees with God. That part, thank you, Lord, has been made perfect. It's been made whole. It can be bruised. And he can be wounded, but yet, that's why Paul said, he said, the things I do, I don't want to do. The things I want to do, I do. He said, there's a war inside. What's the war about? The war's because Holy Spirit's inside, and Holy Spirit and your human spirit do not agree with the things that don't line up with God's word. Your soul, our souls must be transformed. How many... You know, a lot of people that don't understand that Christians have demons, and this is a big part of this understanding, is that we're three parts. Because I don't believe a demon can occupy a place inside the spirit man where the Holy Ghost is. But this part, this body, this tent is still corrupted. How many know we're getting older? How many know? Everybody should know that. Everybody should know that your body, listen, and we start descending in hell. I mean, now, listen, I just declare over everybody, we're going to live long life and be satisfied in the Lord. But I'm going to tell you, a 90-year-old man doesn't tend to have the vitality of a 20-year-old, okay, because there's corruption here, right? And then these minds, you got born again. You didn't just start, your mind didn't agree with God about everything. Your spirit man did, but we're told that not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind. Because something has to change up here in order for us to walk out agreement with God day by day, hour by hour. Something has to change. And that change is the renewing of your mind by receiving the engrafted word. By the way, James said the engrafted word is what saves your soul. So, you know, your spirit man can be saved, but parts of your soul may be out there. They need some salvation. You're going to heaven, but this soul needs to be transformed to agree with God, to grab the benefits. Listen to me. The benefits. But the engrafted word, it's necessary. And for those of you, listen, you don't have to. There's people here that have been serving God for 20, 30, 40 years. Some of them walking in deliverance that long. That word is engrafted into them. They have eaten and eaten and eaten. But if that's not you, you don't have to eat an elephant one bite. Pick some good scriptures. Listen, whatever lie you're agreeing with, pick the scripture that says the opposite and eat that till it becomes part of who you are. And then when these fiery darts come, like what's here at the top, the fiery darts are lies of the devil. Lies you believe he's trying to work on you with. Fiery darts can be emotions. If your emotion is not healthy, it's a fiery dart. Fiery darts can be temptations towards lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, boastful pride of life, seductions. Fiery darts can come out of the mouth of loved ones. Fiery darts can come out of the mouth of strangers. But here's what happens if we're living in order. Holy Spirit's in charge. We're submitted to Him. Our born again spirit in agreement with the Holy Spirit. Our soul submitted to the Spirit and our body submitted to the soul. By a choice of the will, mind, will, and emotions, we make the body behave. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you, Jesus. Okay. Next. Here's what disorder looks like. So if you want to get out of order and ignore the Holy Spirit, your soul walking in carnality, your body being uncrucified, the born again spirit suppressed, then fiery darts are going to hit your soul and they're going to hit your body. I want this bloodline between me and the enemy. Because people, listen, people will choose to live in an unholy manner and then apply the blood of Jesus against the enemy. It don't work. It doesn't work. If you repent, come into, oh Lord, I repent. I'm sorry. I'm blood here. Here I am. I need your help. Now you can apply the blood. The blood works when you're in agreement with God. Thank you, Father. Now let's look at the spirit first. When we're born again, we have a spirit that's dead. The spirit of man without God cannot understand spiritual things from God. 1 Corinthians 2:11-12. For who among men knows the things of man except the spirit of man within him? So also no one knows the things of God except the spirit of God. But we've not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit from God, so that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. 1 Corinthians 2:14, the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. John 4:24 says, God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Romans 8:16, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Listen. If you know you've been born again, but the devil's whispering in your ear, you're not even saved. Well, listen, you need to listen. Here's what I would do. Oh, God, forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus died for me. I'm a sinner, but you're my Savior. I believe you died and rose again on the third day. I thank you, Lord, for coming in me, being my God. I give myself to you. I surrender to you. I make you Lord. You are my Savior. Now, shut up, devil. I belong to God. Seal the deal right in front of the devil. You may be already saved, but you're believing a lie. It says right here, his spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're children of God. Romans 1:9, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his son, that without ceasing I make mention of you. I mentioned earlier the war begins. Galatians 5:16-18, but I say walk by the Spirit and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to prevent you from doing what you would. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Ooh, we did it. There you go. Thank you, Father. Soul. We're going to talk about the soul. You're doing a PowerPoint like this. I just bind the devil from any interference in Jesus' name. The soul's the animating and vital principle in humans. It's credited with the faculties of thought, the mind, action, will and choice, and emotion, and often conceived as an immaterial entity. The spiritual nature of humans regarded as immortal, separable from the body at death, and susceptible to the happiness or misery in a future state, heaven or hell. Biblically, soul is a name for living beings that make choices. Genesis 2:7, Jehovah God proceeded from the mouth, proceeded to form the man out of dust from the ground and to blow into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man came to be a living soul. 1 Corinthians 15:45. It is even so written. The first man, Adam, became a living soul. Now, boy, praise God for this one. The last part of this. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. 1 Peter 3:20. In Noah's days, a few people, that is 8 souls, were carried safely through the water. Let's look at animals. God went on to say, let the waters swarm forth a swarm of living souls. And God proceeded to create the great sea monsters in every living soul that moves about, which the waters swarmed forth according to their kinds, and every winged flying creature according to its kind. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Let the earth put forth living souls according to their kinds. And God proceeded to make the wild beasts of the earth according to its kind, and the domestic animals according to its kind, and every moving animal of the ground according to its kind. When a person is born, you become new in spirit. When a person is born again, you're new in spirit. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We receive the promise of the Holy Spirit, which says that one day we'll be completely and totally new. Holy Spirit in our spirit man is the promise of the redemption to come. We may be called the redeemed, but Jesus said, when you see all these things we're seeing today, he said, look up, your redemption draws nigh. So we haven't been redeemed yet. We have the promise of redemption. Think like Jesus. We're going to think like Jesus. We're going to be incorruptible. We'll have a body like Jesus. And the war within ourselves will be over. 1 Corinthians 15:51, 52, 53, and 54. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortality must put on immortality. So when the corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. If you got it in you, say glory to God. Romans 8:29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn amongst many brethren. If Jesus hadn't resurrected, we couldn't be. His resurrection seals the deal of the promise that we will be. For 2 Corinthians 1:22, who has also sealed us, this is the Holy Spirit, and given the earnest of the Spirit in our heart. That word earnest literally means down payment. Earnest money. If you go to buy a house, you give earnest money. It's the promise you're going to purchase and make the deal. Ephesians 1:13, in whom you also trusted, after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption. Our spirit is new in the Lord. Sealed with the Holy Spirit, and the promise one day that we'll be like Jesus, who came and did what Adam failed to do. Jesus is special, and he gets all the glory. This never changes. Our restoration is the fullness of agreement with Yahweh, spirit, soul, and body. What are we to do with our soul? The Lord has given us free will to choose. In Deuteronomy 27:28, Sister Jerry spoke that this morning. The Lord has shown Israel blessings and curses. We heard the cursings read. We heard the blessings read. You know, that God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. When this was done, he said, I set before you life and death. Choose life. He wants us to choose life. You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds. Since you've been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not earthly things. Let me tell you something. I said last night, we look and we understand and we look and see what's going on. But if you're consumed with what's going on around you to the detriment of your relationship with the promise, with God, and believing his promises and walking with him and make a difference, you need to eat some different food for a while. Focus on him. I always tell people, listen, we deal with demons. We deal with the dark forces But our focus isn't on them. Our focus is on a relationship with the living God, drawing close to him, loving people, forgiving everyone, ourselves even, and walking with him. And then you deal with darkness. Because I'm going to tell you, you can't deal with it outside of that relationship with him. And I will tell you this, the gifts of God being out to repent without repentance, God will use people that are in compromise to expand his kingdom, but they are in trouble. You're in trouble if you don't stay in fellowship with God, even if you're being used by God. Set your minds above, not on earthly things. For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge in the image of its creator. He says in Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell richly in you as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. This renewing of the mind is to fill it with God, what God says in his word. So the word does dwell richly. Now you can walk and act upon it and live the great life that God has made available to you. Without renewing our minds, we are not going to enjoy our relationship, our rights, or our privileges as sons and daughters of God. God said we're justified, that we're sanctified, that we're the redeemed. We have the promise of redemption. He said we're blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens. He says he'll supply all of our need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He said above all things, he wished we would prosper and be in health as our soul prospers. All of these tremendous truths of the word will have no effect in our lives because we cannot apply them until we first renew our minds to what the word declares. If you don't get in agreement by renewing your mind, they will not manifest in your life. These statements are eternally true, but will not become reality until we renew our minds. We have to learn how to win the battle between our senses, our natural thoughts, and the word of God. It's been well said that there's a three-man committee of which you are the judge. One's voting against the victorious life. That one is the knowledge gained by the five senses. Another one is voting for your victorious life. That is God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. However, one vote each way is a tie. And the judge must cast the deciding vote, and whichever way he votes wins the motion. We decide what we're going to believe. We believe God. Do we believe in his promises? Do we believe how we feel, what's being said, what's going on? We're the judge. So your vote does have value. You as a judge can vote on the side of the five senses, the natural thoughts and fears. You do this every time. We do this every time we agree with circumstances that are not right according to God's word. On the other hand, you as a judge can vote on the side of the word. You do this every time you renew your mind to that word. When you examine the evidence, continue to speak, choose and speak what God says until things change. Keep speaking it until it be done. Thank you, Lord. When our minds are renewed, we submit by our free choice to our spirits who submit to the Holy Spirit. We walk in the newness of life. Without renewing, we walk in death. Romans 6:16, know you not that you to whom you yield yourself, servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether it's of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. We either obey sin unto death, our obedience unto righteousness. Romans 8:6, for to be carnally minded is death, but spiritually minded is life and peace. Romans 8:13, for if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. You know, I tell people, listen, the wages of sin being death, Paul explained the wages, that Deuteronomy, when you go back to 27:28, you see the curses, it tells you the wages. There's the wages. So I can still be alive in here on the earth and have death to my paycheck, death to my health, death to my relationships, death to my peace, death operating in multiple areas, even though I'm still walking on this earth. I want to live. I want a life and a life more abundant. I believe you do too.
This is the end of part A. please play part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.